Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? Jimmy and Casanova with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, of course, I got to do what I always do. Thank everybody that's been supporting the podcast, rocking with me for all this time, even with the inconsistency of putting out podcasts all the time. So first, I got to thank you for that. But you know what? I'm going to get right to the topic because I know this is going to be a controversy topic right here. I know I'm going to get emails. I know people want to be like, oh, Cas, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, why a man should not date Black women. Okay. Now, the recording of this right now, I don't know what I'm going to title it, but it's going to be something around that, around, you know, men dating outside of Black women. Now, I want to start by saying this. In no way am I against dating Black women. I don't think that Black American women are horrible. I don't think that, you know, they're not worthy of love. So I want to get that out the way. Okay. But if you know me, you've been rocking with me for a while. I know how I do. I don't operate with under the exception to the rules. I operate on what is most likely, what is the majority, what is really popular or something that is just common practice. So if you sit here and you listen to this podcast, you're like, oh, my woman's American, or I'm American woman, so blah, blah, blah. You know, there are exceptions to the rules. I'm just going by what in general is happening right now. Now, I myself love African American women, and a lot of girlfriends that I've dated have been African American, but my relationship, my marriage right now, I'm married to a Haitian woman. The relationship before that, I was with a Panamanian woman, which is Spanish. Let me tell you my assessment on that. Okay. Now, Black men, we are in a state right now where we don't feel appreciated when it comes to Black women. You know, we have Black women that don't take us seriously, bash us. And like I said, of course, there are Black men that do that as well. So I don't want people to sit here and think, oh, you're bashing. No, this is about this topic. We're not talking about the other side. We're talking about this topic. And there's a lot of Black male hate out there today. Now, you can go about generational. You can go by in the 70s, the government. There's a lot of things you can do, which is cool. OK, but in general, right now, Black men are not the favorite of Black women. Black women look at Black men, they look down on us. They don't really think we support them and love them. And like I said, this is not the topic for, this is not the podcast to talk about all that. So, but Black men, and I'm speaking particularly to Black men, you need to experience outside of the American Black women to understand how you should be treated. Now, let me explain. My wife is a Haitian woman, right? She was born in Haiti, moved here. A lot of her values are Haitian values, Caribbean values. Men, women are very loyal to their husband. They, you know, say cook, they clean, things like that. I know when I first dated my wife, she didn't say to me, yo, you got to take me to Ruth Chris. You got to take me to this and all this other stuff. I don't know if Ruth Chris was even a thing back then. But I mean, you know, whatever the expensive restaurant was, you know, it was a date, movie date. You know what I'm saying? Where I was really, really cheap. But, we went to a movie. We hung out. We got to know each other. You know, that's the point of dates. That's the point of it. And most Caribbean women that I've met, even a Panamanian that I was dating before, our first date was a movie. Now, I'm not saying I'm an older, I was, you know, balling. I mean, I had some bread, you know what I'm saying, in college. But at the end of the day, you know, the idea date was movie, dinner, chill, you know, and whatever, you know, not necessarily whatever, but you know what I'm saying? Just hang out, get to know the person. That was the idea of the date back in the day, back in like the, you know, early 2000s, the 90s, the 80s, and so forth. The first date was for you and this girl to get to know each other. Is this a good match? You know, the girl seeing, is this somebody I'm going to date? Is this somebody I'm going to move forward with? Is this somebody I'm going to see? You know, even American women were like that, you know, movie dinner, you know what I'm saying? Go out to a club, get a couple of drinks, things like that. You know, now I'm not saying there weren't women like that, but most of the women weren't in your pocket. They weren't trying to see, oh, how much he got money. Now, if you was a celebrity or something like that, I'm sure that that happens. You know, oh, you're a celebrity, so you're going to take me out. But in general, most of the time, you know, it was the first date was to see if this is a match, whether he was on the phone, because, you know, we didn't have social media like that back in the day. But, you know, whether he was on the phone a lot, going back and forth to set something up, you know, you meet somebody, you meet up with somebody finally, you know, it's just really to see the vibe. See if there's something that you could pursue, you could move forward with, something you want to keep moving forward, you know. And that was the idea date. Now, a lot of American women, they want you to take them out. And it's not because they want to take you out because they really want to get to know you. They want to see where your pocket's at. You know, I was watching online. There was some media girl talking about, you know, I don't do dinner and coffee no more. You know, I do too much stuff to just go for some coffee and dinner, you know, for coffee and, you know, whatever drinks. You know, I need to go to a nice restaurant. You know, my nails is this, my hair is this, you know, and there's a lot, and mostly Black American women that are saying this, you know. I don't really see Spanish women. I don't really see Caribbean women saying that. I see mostly the Black American women complaining that their first date needs to be somewhere fancy. And, you know, I always say this, you know, every time I see a video like that, I say to myself, is that her normal life? Like, at the end of the day, if you meet a woman that goes to Ruth Chris and these fancy restaurants all the time on her money, then I understand her expectation, because that's what she does for her all the time. That's what she does for herself. So I understand that. But most of the women, I would say the majority of women, that's not their regular life. I've never in my life heard a woman or a man or anybody say, man, I want some Ruth Chris for lunch. Oh, man, I want some Ruth Chris for dinner. Let me go there. You know, I always say, like, if a woman asks you about a fancy restaurant, be like, hey, what's your favorite dish there? Because then, you know, If she's really about your pockets or really about me, because she'd be like, oh, yeah, I like, you know, I like the escargot there, whatever. I don't know. You know, like, oh, OK. You know, now she goes there regularly. Right. But then you got to ask the question, is she going to regularly for herself, or is she going regularly with dudes that are taking her there? So the thing is, you got to ask these questions, because they be trying to go places that they can't afford themselves. But that's what I mostly see with American women, Black American women. You know, they expect you to pay for their upbringing. Like, if, you know, that's like me, if a woman asks me out on a date, I say, man, you know, I got to go get a haircut. You know what? Because I'm going to go get a haircut, you got to take me somewhere fancy, because, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be getting a haircut if I wasn't going out. I mean, that's what you should be doing on your own. If you getting dressed up and doing your nail and your hair and all that stuff, that's just maintenance for yourself to look good. You do that for work. I'm sure, you know, these women don't go to work looking busted and bummy. No, they wake up in the morning, do their hair, all that stuff. But then they expect the man to pay for your upbringing, for a date, for stuff that you do naturally. But anyway, I digress. But go back to, you know, ask her what's her favorite meal there. I guarantee 99.9% of the time she won't tell you, because she ain't never been there, or she has been there a lot of times, but that's where she wants dudes to take her, or she wants to try a new spot that she can't afford, so she's telling you to take her. See, that's not a first date. A first date is really to me to get to know you, for us to really feel each other's vibe. It's not only for me, it's for both of us. You know, we're supposed to both feel each other's vibe. Like, you know, you want to know, am I a man that you want to continue to get to know? Just like I want to know if you're a woman that I want to continue to get to know. So it goes both ways. I'm not like biased and I'm like, oh, no, you know, the man, you know, it's all for the man and he has to know. No, not at all. It's about both of y'all getting to know each other, both of y'all understanding each other, both of y'all feeling the vibe for each other. So you do something. That's why I always think I hate movie and dinner dates. Mostly I've done it. Don't get me wrong, but I hate it, because if I'm at a restaurant, that food is good. I'm in that food. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in a movie theater, I'm looking at the movie. When I was younger, I went to the movies with this girl, right? It was this, I think the movie was Captain Ron. So you could tell you how old I am. It was Captain Ron, right? And I really wanted to see that movie, right? So I go with this girl, is my girl at the time, right? And we're in a movie theater, right? And she's trying to make out and touch me and stuff. And I'm really trying to watch the movie. I'm really wanting, this is a funny movie. And then I don't know if you remember that movie. It's an old movie, Captain Ron. But like at every, there was like a few kissing scenes, right? And every time there was a kissing scene, like she'd look at me with these eyes of like, and then going for a kiss. Then I got to make out one for like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, whatever. Cool. Go back to watch more kisses scene. She looks at me. And then, oh my God. You know, so to me, coffee, drinks, relaxation is the best dates. Now, don't get me wrong. Movie dates, cool. Dinner, cool. I get it. But it shouldn't be hitting you in your pockets. Because all a woman's trying to do, really, be honest, all those American women trying to do is see your pockets. Because at the end of the day, they know damn well they don't eat like that all the time. So why in a date for me to get to know you, I got to spend out my pocket? Because she just want to see where your money at. She want to see if he got dough. She going to eat foods that she never ate before. Bitch knows she don't eat no goddamn lobster. Bitch knows she don't eat no T-bone steak. She get the Winn-Dixie steak. You know what I'm saying? When it's on sale. But with you, she going to try to get in your pockets and then see where it is. Because see, the thing is, if you start a relationship like that, that's the expectation you set. Like, for example, when I took my wife on a date, right? We went to, I've said this story a lot of times on my podcast. You know, I took her to the movies and I looked at her. I said, hey, you got your student ID? She looked at me and well, I was like, hey, student ID, you get a discount. Because, you know, I'm in Orlando, Florida, and there's a back in the day, you get a student discount where like the movie's like $6. Now, you know, I wish it was. But back then it was like $6 if you had a student ID. So I looked at her and said, hey, you got a student ID? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right, cool. Went in, didn't offer no popcorn, no nothing. We saw the movies. I remember it was a Denzel Washington movie. I believe it was like Out of Time. I forgot the name of it. You know, it was a Denzel Washington movie about some time travel craziness. I don't know. But anyway, we saw the movie. And then afterwards, we walked around City Walk and we talked, you know. And for her, it was crazy because she was used to guys taking her out and whining and dining her and stuff. So when I really focused the date on getting to know her, hence 23 years later, we're married with kids. See, that's the important of a first date, not to see where my pockets are. But see, that's what American women do. Caribbean women, you know, at the end of the day, they really want to get married. They want to get to know you and know if you the husband that they've been dreaming of or been thinking of, you know, because they raised with that mentality. When you go outside of a Black American, you understand, you feel appreciated as a man. Now, once again, I want to say that I am not saying that there are not American Black women that are not out there that are good. And now you may say, yo, Cass, I mean, women, they Jamaican, they this and stuff like that. See, when I say American woman, I mean Americanized, meaning that she, you know, just because you're from Jamaica, just because you're from the Bahamas, just because you're from Haiti or Puerto Rico, whatnot, does not mean that you are not American, a Black American woman. If you was raised in America and from birth and you adopted and your family adopted all this American way, then, you know, you're an American Black woman. You just have heritage somewhere else. I'm talking about a woman that is going to cook you the ethnic food from her country. You know, my wife is going to get down with the griot and, you know what I'm saying, the pork and, you know what I'm saying, Haitian things. You know what I'm saying? You get with a Puerto Rican woman, you know what I'm saying? She's going to get you with the, you know, the blacanos and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that. You know, when you date outside the American woman, you actually understand what it is to be a man. Like I said, I really want to emphasize this because I don't want people to really think that I'm trying to bash Black American women, because I'm not. I love Black women. I just don't like the mentality when it comes to the Black man. Now, you meet a woman outside of the Black race or outside of the Caribbean race, and when I mean the American mindset, you will understand and feel appreciated as a man on all levels. You feel appreciated because a woman's going to be warm. She's going to be gentle. She's going to be loving. She's going to cook for you. She's going to want to be married. She's going to value growing with you. You know, you're going to get all these things that you don't get from dating an American Black woman. because, you know, Spanish women, very sexual, very, you know what I'm saying? You know, they're not bashing their man. Now, are they a little bit spicy and crazy? And yeah, but as far as like loving their man, giving him love and being there and stuff like that, it's just a different mentality when you go outside of a Black American and you feel appreciated, because then you understand as a man what you deserve. And only way you deserve that now, don't get me wrong, I wrote my book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, meaning that as a man, you deserve what you put in, meaning that you put the work in, so you deserve something. I'm not talking about these deadbeat dads. I'm not talking about these men that don't do shit. I'm talking about men that actually put in the work to take care of their woman. A woman, a man that actually providing, protecting, doing all that. When you're doing that, you deserve something. See, the Black American mentality is that you could do all of that and you still don't deserve shit. See, that's the problem. Once again, I will emphasize not all Black American women, because, you know, you may get a woman from down south that's going to get down with the collard greens and, you know what I'm saying, with the, you know what I'm saying, the pig feed and the, you know what I'm saying, the chitlins, and, you know what I'm saying, she real Southern, you know what I mean? And she, you know, she loving, you know? So don't get me, I'm not saying all of them, but if you date a woman that doesn't know her culture's food or how to cook it, run. Because you're going to see that she wasn't raised in that tradition. Other cultures were raised in their tradition. So when it comes to relation, now, don't get me wrong. Can you get cheating girls and bullshit girls in other cultures, white, Black, Haitian? Yes. So see, when you make an observation of and you generalize things, people take offense like, well, that's not me. I'm not saying it's you. When you say majority, that doesn't mean everybody. When you say more likely, that doesn't mean everybody. When you say statistically, that doesn't mean everybody. That just means that what I'm talking about, there's more of that than other things. So if you sit here and you know you're not that person, you know that you're a woman that is warm and, you know, you want relationships, you're not asking for Ruth Chris for first date, all that, then you don't have to listen to this podcast. You don't have to listen to me. But men know what I'm talking about. Men understand that at the end of the day, you could be out here doing everything you can for a woman, especially these Black American women, but it's not enough. They don't want to cook. They don't want to clean. They don't want to do nothing, but you give, but you get nothing back. That's all I'm saying. If you're a good man, not saying these bums, I'm not saying deadbeats or nothing. I'm talking about a good man. Because see, the thing is this, Black American women don't want the good guy. They want the guy in the club balling that they heard all his friends, you know, fucked, or he has a huge dick, or his bankroll is it. That's all they go for. That's what they want. Then when they meet the nice guy that's really ready for a relationship to settle down, they don't want him. He's not excited. Like if you look at the baby mamas out there, they say they have statistically where like when people on dating apps, it's like all the women only want 20% of the guys. And 20% guys, the bad boys, the guys that are flashy and look like they got money and doing it big. That's the type of guys these girls want. They don't go for the nice guy that just say, hey, you know, I'm here. I work a regular job. I'm just looking for a girl built. They don't want that guy. Women do not. See, the thing is, women want a man that makes their coochie wet. If you're not that type of man, like, and I'm not saying you have to be an asshole to be that type of guy. No, but at the end of the day, that comes with a man that's been experienced with women, a man that's had life experience and all that stuff. Women want that type of man. And most of the time, that man's a desirable man. So he's not going to be faithful or settle down. He's playing the field because he don't got to settle down. And that doesn't make him a bad person. Is that I worked hard to be the man I am today. So when I settle down, it's going to be on my terms. And then meanwhile, all these women that throw themselves after me, I'll hit it. Have a good time. But at the end of the day, that's what these women do. They go for these men that are high value men or not even have value of looks or anything. Just like, you know, he's cool. His swag is crazy. You know, he could be broke as shit, a deadbeat dude, but oh, his swag is crazy. Oh, a girl, I heard he had like a 10 incher, you know, all this other stuff, right? So they go for those guys. Those are the guys that are not trying to be faithful. Those are the guys not trying to settle down because they don't. They don't have to. Because there's a plethora of women that throw themselves at them. So why they need to settle down? So you got all the women, even the women that are not even the good looking ones. You got like these women that are fours. If best on a best day, they're a four. But because some 10 guy hit them off one time, because, you know, men, will have sex with a woman just because it's a Tuesday, just because they're bored, right? And you don't got to look good. I think every man listening to this podcast has always looked back and say, damn, they had that one girl they had sex with. That we've all been there. You know, she has caught you on that day. You know, that ugly fat girl that's been, oh, baby, you look good. Like, yeah, get out of my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll never, never. But then she caught you on that one day that you feeling real horny, or, you know what I'm saying, your main chick just disappointed you or whatnot. And she caught you on that one day. Now that girl, because she had sex with you, now her standard is like, yo, if I can have sex with that guy, that means that's the type of man I can get now. Now, she's turning down the nice guy that really, you know, maybe he's a six, right? And, you know, she's turning him down because she has sex with the 10, the 9, the 10. And she thinks now that's her standard. But sex from a guy is easy. Commitment relationship is another thing. But see, that's what happens. Now you got all these good guys out here that aren't being appreciated because they're chasing these black women. That they, because, you know, we love our sisters. Black men marry mostly black women. So at the end of the day, let's not sit here and act like that doesn't happen. Black men, mostly black, marry black women. Even successful black men marry black women. So we want our sisters. But the problem is, yeah, they don't want us. Because if you're not on a level of flashy, that making the coochie wet, they don't want you. See, women go with their feelings. They don't go with their mind. The only time they make that sacrifice is when they're used up, have 4 kids, and now they're settled for the simp guy, which would be the guy that didn't get a 6, that didn't get no play from all the girls, and now he got to settle because this is all he can get. Now she wants to settle. Now she wants to say, oh, you know, I'm in love. No, you're not. You just settled because all the 10s ran through you. You got all these baby mama, baby daddies, and they don't want you. So you go with the guy right now because now you want security. But I guarantee, and I always hear like the simp guys, those guys that like, oh, I'll marry you, I'll be with you. They get no booty. They get attitude. They get all that. Because see, in her mind, she's settling for you. In her mind, she's actually making a sacrifice to even be with you. So you should be privileged to be with her. And she moves that way. I've never seen a nation of women, of black baby mamas, that have such a high idea of themselves. You ever watch the Kendra G and all those talk shows where the women are talking, and they're talking to women that got like 2, 3, 4 kids by different baby daddies, and their demand on men is ridiculous. I want a man with 6 figures. I want a man that looks like this. I want a man that does this. And she really believes that that is her level of man that she can get. She wants a guy with 6 figures and she got 4 baby daddies. But she will not settle. And then this nice guy that's a 6, that, you know, maybe not a simp, but he's a really good guy. She won't give him a chance because, oh, you don't make 6 figures. Oh, you only make $60,000 a year. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're not good enough for me. Like, it's crazy. But that's American women. But if you go to Caribbean women, you go to another culture, Asian, you go to Brazilian, you go to Russian, you go to all these other cultures, you will understand as a man how you should be treated. Like, literally, you will understand as a man. Now, I'm not saying that those women don't have problems and issues and stuff like that. So I don't want nobody to say, oh, well, Cash, you know, you're just saying that they're perfect. I'm not. Every culture got their issues and their problems. So I'm in no way trying to say that, oh, they're better. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that when it comes to relationships and how to treat a man, they're going to make you feel appreciated for the hard work you do. Black American women will not make you feel appreciated. You could work hard. You could pay the bills. You could be everything. And they will still dog you and turn you down and say you ain't shit. But these other cultures won't do that. Now, I know somebody's going to say, well, these guys are going overseas again. These women, they just want a passport, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? That may be true. But one thing I can say, that most passport bros that get a woman over there, that regardless of whether the woman wants a passport or not, you know what? She's really treating him like a king. She gave him pussy whenever he wants. She's cooking. She's cleaning. She do whatever she can to stay in that grease. And she come over. Now, we don't have this epidemic of women coming over here by the passport bros and now they're leaving them. It happens. It makes good for shows and stuff. But that usually doesn't happen. You know, she's been taught to be a wife. So at the end of the day, the benefits of America is I get to come to America and I be his wife. Have we had those cases of women that left? Yeah, we have. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. It's a gamble in a sense. But as a man, she shows you, regardless of whether she loves you or not, how you should be respected as a man. And also what you have to understand, as a black man, we are the most desirable men in the world. Desirable. There's not a culture out there that doesn't desire a black man. That's just facts. You could go to any country as a black man, and I guarantee your dick will be so wet and pussy you don't know what to do, because they desire us. Now, you know, there are myths behind a bigger penis, more passionate, things like that. There's a lot behind it. But in general, we're the most desirable men in the world. But then we are taught to stay in America or stay within the American culture, look for a woman within that, a culture that doesn't appreciate you as a man. See, that's the problem we have. So I say, date outside your race, date outside your culture. You know, now if you're like, man, I don't like white girls, I don't like Spanish girls, I will try to get a Caribbean woman. See, just to see how it is, just to see, to feel appreciated as a man. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you got to ultimately marry a woman outside your race or your culture. I'm not saying none of that. You know, but I think as a black man, if you limit yourself, you will never experience and understand how you should be treated as a man. Because those women treat their men the way they need to be treated. Like seriously. You know, I've never heard of a black man with any other race or culture that says, I don't get no booty. I need more pussy. Now, of course, some woman's going to say, oh, well, black men cheat all the time. It doesn't matter what you do. You know what? Those are just not good men in period. At the end of the day, if your man, you're doing everything for your man, he's still out there cheating, then you know what? You just got a bad one. But the majority of lack of sex in marriage isn't because of the man, it's because of the woman. Is it because the man's cheating? It's because of the woman. You know, I think they say 20% of African-American women get married now. But somehow it's the man's fault. But these black women, you're not a wife. You're not on a level to be a wife. So, yeah, it's going to get divorced. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because women are about their emotions. Soon as you do something she doesn't like, she's trying to leave you. She's trying to go somewhere else. And then let's not even talk about if you really got a little something going on. Let's not talk about, alimony and child support, all that stuff. That doesn't favor us. But let's not talk about that. That's like another podcast, because that'll get me frustrated. So at the end of the day, what you have to understand is that you need to understand what it is and how to be loved as a man. And other cultures do that better than African-American women. Because unfortunately, you have a lot of the young women on social media listen to these other women. And that's what they think it is. BBLs and all this other stuff. Women do it for themselves. They don't do it for you. So at the end of the day, if you want to experience a different life, and like I say, I'm not against you marrying an African-American woman. I love my sisters. I love my sisters. But as a man, I think you need to experience it. Then when you do get with a black woman, you know the level of respect and love you deserve. And then you could demand that. If she doesn't step up her game to do that to you, then you move on, because now you know what you deserve. Because when you date Black American women, your standard of what a relationship you should get from a relationship is different. You think that, oh, this is just the relationship is how it is. This is what I deserve. I deserve to be sleeping every night with boo-boo balls and fighting for sex and begging for sex and all that stuff, you know? Mm-mm. I've never been in a relationship in my life with any woman that I've begged for sex. Never. Me and my wife, 23 years, and we still have sex almost daily. She never rejects me. And it's been like that the majority of my relationships. I don't think I've ever been in a relationship, even when I started to have sex, where like it wasn't something that happened all the time. I mean, I have a pretty high sex drive, so I probably can't even be with a woman like that. But that's just me, right? I'm a real alpha man when it comes to a lot of things. And I'm not saying that if you're a beta man, you know, you don't deserve anything. Not at all. I just know what I want. I demand it. But a lot of times some men don't. And because you love somebody, and we've all been there before, you love somebody, you do some dumb shit for love. When you love a woman, you allow certain things to go on because you love her. I get it. But see, this is the thing, King. You got to understand what you deserve. So date outside your, open your mind, date another culture, another race, just to see how you should be treated. Now, ultimately, if you decide to marry outside your race, that's your choice. You know what I'm saying? I'll never tell nobody that they don't have the right to choose what to who to love. So love who you want to love. But at the end of the day, understand that you don't have to stay here. That's why Passport Bros is a lot. You know, it's not guys going overseas because they're horny and want to have sex. I mean, let's be honest. You got sex in the States. Like literally the $1,000 you're going to pay to go to Taiwan or whatever. You could put that $1,000 and go, you know what I'm saying, to the local area or online and pay a chick and have sex. So dudes ain't going out there to pay all that money for some sex because they could do it here. If you know what I'm saying, that trip is costing you $2,000 to go out there. You could save your money with free $40, $50, $60, maybe $100, $150 of that. Go and get a prostitute and have a good time. So it's not, they're not going out there because old sex, because you could do it here. Shit, most of the time you don't have to pay for it. Most of these women out here nowadays, but they go out there because they're trying to find a real woman, a woman that they could marry, they could bring home and have a family with. Because at the end of the day, they ain't, nobody's paying $2,000 to go out there just to bang. That doesn't make no damn sense. You know what I'm saying? Now, are there men that do it? Men that got money, they like it. You know, hey, I like the adventure. That's fine. But the majority of men going out there are not going out there because, oh, I'm just out there to have sex. You could do that shit here in the States easy. It's probably easier here than to go hop on a plane, get a hotel room, all that stuff. Easier to do it here. So they're going there looking for a woman because they understand that culturally there is a difference. When you go out there, you see and you feel how it is to be treated as a man. You see culturally. Now, you can see here in the States with women in different cultures, but even those women that are here in America, they still got a little bit of that American stuff in them. You still got the American laws and all this other stuff that, you know, kind of binds some things and, you know, makes some things kind of like unfair. Out there, the treatment is like you are a king. You are like the best thing since sliced bread. And that's what men want to feel, especially if you're putting the work in. I don't think a man deserves any man. It's like if a man don't fish, a man don't eat. That's how I feel. So if you're not putting the work, you don't deserve shit. But a lot of men are putting in the work and not getting anything for it. And they go out to these countries and they are treated like a king. They're treated like royalty. And that's how a man wants to feel, especially when he's putting hard work in. So black men, I close out with this. Don't abandon black sisters. I'm not saying to abandon them. I'm not saying all of them are bad. But if you have having a problem when you're dating black American women, when you see this mentality, this Americanized, independent boss lady mentality, that's really hindering for you having a relationship or make you understand how you should feel in a relationship, date outside your race. Date outside your culture. Date a cultural woman. Date outside your race. And you will see how you should be treated as a man. And once you see that, you can never go back to the substandard things that you accepted. So once again, I want to say, not shitting on my beautiful black women, not at all. But at the end of the day, get out there. See, let them show you how you should truly be treated, King. And then you may meet a black woman that, because you have your standards, is going to step up to your standards. And, or this will help you avoid a lot of bullshit. Because if you meet a woman and she can't be to those standards that you know how you should be treated, then let it go early. Don't be years later in a relationship, still feeling a certain way, catching blue balls, jerking off on the computer. Because you're trying to love this woman, she's not loving you right. Nah, King, you need to get out there, experience what it is to be a true king for a woman to really love you and desire you. You know what I'm saying? You need a home-cooked meal. You need your balls drained whenever you need it. That's what you need and deserve as a black man. But like I said, like in my book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, we got to step up and be men. to want that treatment. So if you're not providing and taking care of her, then you know what? You get what you get. But out here in these streets, if you view the man, you deserve it. Because let's be honest, too. There's a flip-flop side of it. And I'm going to close it out with this. Most of these women out here, these American women, they date the bum dude that ain't done shit for them, but they give them babies and a lot of pussy. And you up there, a good man, barely getting some coochie, begging for the shit, and not being treated the way you're supposed to be treated. So date outside, understand how you need to be treated. And then when you get to a relationship with a woman, you understand your standards and you keep to your standards. All right, people. I appreciate you for listening to me one more time. You know what I mean? I'm hitting you every week with a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Doing the visuals. Go to my YouTube page, youtube.com/@blackmensmentalhealthpodcast. You know, check me out. Check the videos out. Also, download the Culture Radio app. I'm on there. I got my own station on my own radio network, but I got my station, Black Men's Mental Health Podcast, Black Men's Mental Health Radio. So we're playing music and then you listen to all my podcast, my past podcast, new podcast. And I'm going to be going live once a week on there as well. I'm working on a schedule right now. But yeah, I appreciate you. Until next time.